is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Israel carried out airstrikes on areas near the central city, Syrian city of Homs, early Sunday, causing material damage but no casualties, the Syrian military said in a statement. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A Syrian anti-aircraft missile exploded over Israeli territory, according to the Israeli military, prompting another round of strikes. Syrian state media quoted an unnamed military official as saying the air defenses shot down some of the missiles fired by Israeli warplanes flying over neighboring Lebanon. Israeli authorities did not comment on the airstrike on Homs, but the military said one of the Syrian air defense missiles exploded over Israeli territory without causing any damage. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. CIA Director William Burns said that the armed mutiny by the Wagner Group mercenary leader was a challenge to the Russian state that had shown the corrosive effect of President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Putin this week thanked the army and security forces for averting what he said could have turned into a civil war and has compared the mutiny to the chaos that plunged Russia into two revolutions in 1917. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, visiting Haiti's capital, said international aid has not met the impoverished country's growing humanitarian needs and urged more support for the Haitian police to fight gangs. The weekend visit was meant to spotlight the crises facing the Caribbean country as it struggles to combat violent gangs that have largely overrun the capital, Port-au-Prince, and Guterres made a plea for solidarity. This is VOA News. Officials in Kenya now say over 50 people have died as a result of a horrific traffic accident in western Kenya after the driver of a truck rammed into several other vehicles and market traders. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Crowds of onlookers were at the scene of the accident Saturday near the Rift Valley town of Londiani, 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officials and witnesses at the scene say the truck was carrying a shipping container and veered out of control off the adjacent busy highway and plowed into multiple other vehicles and people at a busy roadside junction. The Kenyan Red Cross Society said Saturday 32 people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. Transport Minister Kipchumba Murkomen was at the scene Saturday and said the truck involved was a long-distance international vehicle registered in Rwanda.
The facts about this vehicle will not only end with the data we collected on our roads, but also we will need support of the neighboring country to give us more information about the status of this vehicle.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A European-built orbital satellite was launched to space Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, on a mission to shed new light on the mysterious cosmic phenomena known as dark energy and dark matter. Unseen forces, scientists say, account for 95% of the known universe. The telescope, dubbed Euclid, named for the ancient Greek mathematician called the father of geometry, was carried aloft in the cargo bay of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Here's a little sound of that.
4, 3, 2, 1, ignition,
liftoff. Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from pad 40 and throttled down to prepare for max Q.
Falcon 9 is supersonic.
New insights from the $1.4 billion European Space Agency mission, designed to last at least 6 years, are expected to transform astrophysics and perhaps the understanding of the very nature of gravity itself. And in other news headlines, hundreds more are arrested in France in a fifth night of rioting sparked by the police killing of a 17-year-old as reinforcements are deployed in flashpoint cities around the country. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked France's President Emmanuel Macron for sending light combat tanks to Kyiv, but a Ukrainian commander says the AMX-10RC is impractical for frontline attacks, with one person dying because of the vehicle's thin armor. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.